It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Have you ever wondered what the meaning of life is? I'm sure you have, because all of us are born with passions that are driving us. But there are sometimes these senseless passions or great desires that seem to lead us astray. But listen, are you wanting more wealth or better health or more happiness in your life? Well, listen, this show is dedicated to you. I'm calling it The Courage to Be a Hero. And this show is all about helping you to transform where you are, to change your thinking, to change your way of showing up in the world, to really let go of some of the pieces that might be holding you back from expressing your brilliance in this world. And I'm talking about heroes today. You know, what is a hero? Well, it's a lot of definitions about heroes, but and they have a lot of qualities. But I believe this. I think one of the main qualities of a hero is courage. And it's the courage, first of all, to be open and receptive to change. This isn't just lip service change, but really having a mind that's totally receptive to new ideas. And I'm encouraging you as my listeners today to really open your mind to hearing something that you haven't heard before, to be able to dwell upon maybe some of the words we're saying today that will help you to maybe understand some of the principles that I'm putting out here today that will help you really tune in to yourself, evolve your thinking, evolve your mind, evolve who you are showing up as a person. Now, this sounds kind of heavy and what have you, but it's really not. It's really about going within and helping you to find that courage that all of us have. You know, listen, life isn't easy for a lot of us, okay? You know, if you're anything like me, I've gone through many challenges. You know, I've lost my religion at one point, lost my identity, lost my home, ended up $3.5 million in debt. You know, it wasn't easy. But listen, all those challenges changed me. They made me stronger. You know, my business failures, I've had loss of my brother and mother and father. I've had health problems, had alcohol issues, had drug issues at one point, had failed marriages, lost friendships, children. I've done it all. I've had so many challenges. But I've overcome all of these by one thing, pursuing the truth, always seeking the truth. Because I know this, it's not just a, a proverb that this truth will set you free. The truth does set us free if we're willing to look at it. So I wanted to give you some of the qualities of the heroes that that I follow in my life. You know, number one, I just said it, they're all truth seekers. They look for the truth, you know. No matter what it is, where it is, how ugly it might be, you know, we don't sometimes want to look for the truth in ourselves. We don't maybe like our qualities, our character, but that's okay. We're here evolving and growing. All of us are doing that, right? You know, the second quality of a hero is they're change makers. Listen, but nobody can be a change maker unless you change yourself first. You've got to go within yourself and say, listen, man, what's working in my life? What's not working? You know, is there something I'm expressing in the world that is driving people away from me? Is there something that is holding me back from really stepping into my power, my passion, my voice, my presence? Listen, I don't want to focus on all the negative here. You've got a lot of great qualities, too. I want you to notice what's not working and focus on your brilliance, your joy, your happiness, your presence, the power that lies within you. Another quality of heroes in my life is they take full responsibility for everything in their life, right? Everything. Now, responsibility. What is that? Responsibility. Think of that word. Break it up into two. Responsibility. You're able to respond to things in a conscious way. You're able to, no matter what shows up, you bring awareness to it. You don't go into fear and worry about it, and I can't do this, I can't overcome this, it's too great a challenge for me. Never. We look at it and we say, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing this great challenge to my life so that now I can go and overcome it. Now, some of you are going, yeah, I'm not going to pray for great challenges. I don't want those in my life. I've had enough. Well, yes, but I would submit that even though you've had enough, those are the exact things that have grown you, grown your character, grown your passion, grown your purpose in this world. This is what changes us. You know, an easy life isn't necessarily a great life. An easy life, we see people that have easy lives. I see a lot of those people that are going down dark paths because they haven't had it hard. They haven't had to develop their character, right? Well, listen, I haven't had to worry about that. I've had lots of challenges, and I bet you have too. Okay, another quality. They're committed to freeing themselves from physical, mental, and spiritual inharmonies. Mental, emotional, spiritual inharmonies, okay? You might want to dwell on that, because I'm not going to go into depth on that today, but that's really an important piece. And number five, they understand a meaning in life. They're driven by finding out what is the meaning of life, right? You know, my own path, I thought at one point early on in my life I was going to be a monk. This is when I was in eighth grade. I was in Catholic school, and the priests were coming in, and they were talking to us, and I thought, man, that'd be really cool to do. But then I thought about, well, I don't know if I want to do that. There's so many things in the world I still want to experience. And for me, that wasn't my destiny. But, because I chose to have a family, I chose to be an entrepreneur, and I also chose this lifetime, though. I remember as a young child, I remember when I first picked up a cigarette and smoked it, thinking, oh, I promised myself I wouldn't do that this lifetime. But once I picked it up, it got me, right? Hooked me for a little while, until I was able to let that go and resolve not to go back to that. But this life has been an amazing life because I've been so passionate about pursuing, like I just said, the truth, following my heart, following God, following that path. And this has resulted in things that I think are uncommon to a lot of people today. I have vibrant health. Today's my birthday, by the way. Yay.
Oh.
How cool is that? Today, the day is the day. Okay, so I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but woohoo! But I am happy to have a vibrant health. I have peace in my life. I have harmony in my life. I have balance and I have happiness. In fact, it's all a result of daily reflection. And I wrote a book about this, by the way, and I want you guys to know about it because it's coming out here. I'm in pre-launch right now. You can go to my website, thecouragetochange.us, and get the book, courageTochange.us. I wrote this book. It took me about 6 years to write this. And I know I've talked about it on the show before, but listen, this book, the way I developed it, it's every single day you're dripping on your mind wisdom, success principles. You're taking actions. Jesus said, right? Hey, you'll know them by their actions. But listen, you're only going to take actions that are a result of the way you think. So you've got to change the mind. The mind is the cause of our bondage. The mind is the cause of our liberation. I say this on the show a lot. But listen, if you can, okay, so I wrote this book. I get excited about it. I wrote the book so that you have a daily path every single day. Hey, 10 minutes a day. I don't have time to read a 400-page book, but I do have 10 minutes a day. How about you? That's how I designed the book. So every single day, you can open the page and start your day, again, with power, with passion, with understanding, with wisdom. How cool is that? Well, I hope you'll check it out. Again, it's at courageTochange.us, courageTochange.us. Listen, I was going to get into the meaning of life. I'm kind of running out of time here. But here's what I want to say. We're all here to evolve and grow. We go from darkness to light, from misery to harmony, from death to immortality, from ignorance to endless wisdom. We're here to ascend our consciousness. And as I said earlier, the mind is the only thing that's going to stop you from ascending your consciousness. We are also here to overcome our challenges. Those challenges, as I mentioned earlier, make us stronger. They, those hardships, those failures, Those are the exact same things we need to embrace and go, wow, you know what? I did okay. We need to release our guilt, our shame, our remorse, anything that's holding us back that we should have, could have, would have done in the past. Forget all that crap. It makes no sense. Don't hold on to that. Hold on to the fact that you're a brilliant, immortal soul, and you are the hero in your own life. So I hope you'll remember that. I hope you'll bring that into your forefront of your life today. And think about this. What are your highest values? I know mine. Love, peace, harmony, balance, kindness, compassion, and wisdom. Oh, by the way, abundance. I like the abundance of this place. I hope you'll think about that. And coming up next in my next segment, I've got Yochi. And Yochi is going to be talking to us about his immortal journey. And we're going to be talking about the hero's journey and the new film coming out, Immortal Hero. It's previewing its world preview in San Diego here in just, let's see, I think it's on October the 16th. Okay, we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better, and the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Okay, we are back. Thank you for tuning into Voices of Courage. Hey, by the way, if you're new to the show, get ready to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This is my promise to you. Listen, if you're a person that really wants to grow their business and grow their life, I hope you'll tune in every single week to the show. And by the way, you can get all of our recordings at voicesofcourage.us. That's voicesofcourage.us. I also want to mention this. We just picked up a new affiliate this last week. It's Talk Radio New York City, and you might want to tune into some of their shows. They are amazing, and you can find them at talkradio.nyc. They're an online station dedicated to empowering, uplifting, and educating its listeners through a variety of shows hosted by local New York City professionals. They cover topics such as business, nonprofit, consciousness, personal development. You know, it's a station kind of like what our whole message is about, isn't it? Well, here's the good news. If you go to talkradio.nyc, they stream right from the heart of the Big Apple 24 hours a day. And because we've associated with them, we have now gone from 38 countries to 100 countries around the world. They're our new affiliate, so we're now in 100 countries. So I'm excited about that. All righty, back to our show. Listen, courage to be a hero is our topic today, and I have Yoichi in studio with me, and he was born in 1968 in Japan, and he grew up in Beirut, Lebanon, and then New York City. Listen, he was raised in a rare Japanese Christian family, but he was deeply touched by the Muslim culture and the beauty of the Lebanon during his formative years in Beirut. However, the Middle East also exposed him to the horrors of war, and he and his family dodged bullets and bombings before fleeing to London and then back to Japan, leaving everything behind in a sudden evacuation. Wow. Today, he is working for a company called HS Productions, and we're going to be talking about a new movie that's coming out, Immortal Hero. But before I get to the movie, what I want to talk about, mm-hmm. and by the way, I want to let you know this. We got some free tickets to the preview of the Immortal Hero.
Yes.
So stay tuned, listen to this, and we'll tell you how to get them. Yoichi, welcome to the store, a show.
Thank you for your invitation today. I appreciate it very much.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah, that's good. All right. So, man, you had quite a life.
Yes, I have. I've actually been to maybe over 30 countries by now. I'm 50, too.
Okay.
I've seen a lot.
30 countries?
Yeah, over 30 countries. I've seen a lot of things.
Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, you know what? One of the things that I read online last night is delving deep is your spiritual path, and I read about happy science,
right?
Let's talk about that. Let's dive into that a little bit. What is happy science? What is that about?
Happy science was founded by a guy's named Riho Okawa in 1986, about a little bit over 30 years ago, and it's one of the most influential and probably one of the largest spiritual movement in Japan today.
Why do you think that is? Why is it moving so fast in Japan today?
Oh, because his teachings is so practical, just like yours, right? It's so practical. You can practice it every day. But at the same time, it's very easy written. So he's published over 2,500 books.
2,500 books. I don't know anybody that has 2,500 books.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's done over 3,000 lectures in these past 30 years.
Okay.
It's all recorded. So a lot of books are actually becoming books from his lectures.
From the lectures,
That's why there's 2,500 books. But anyway, every single book has a consistency. And it's very easy to read. There's no difficult words. Even, I wouldn't say maybe a kid in middle school will be able to read some of the books.
That's awesome.
You'll be able to understand it.
Wow. Okay, my sound producer's going over the 2,500 books. Todd, you have to record all of my stuff and put it into a book now. That's amazing. I'm impressed. Yeah. What are the major teachings of Happy Science?
Well, major teaching is that we science happiness. You know, it's science of happiness.
Science. So there's an actual science of happiness.
So we pursue how the mind works, right? And we try to pursue what is the true happiness. Because nowadays, there's so many tangible things in this world today. Sometimes you kind of get lost. What is true happiness for you?
Yeah.
Right? But the most important happiness is within yourself. Right?
Right.
Even how much materialistic things you have in your life, you don't have the happiness in you. You're not happy. So we try to I call him Master Okawa. Sorry, excuse me that.
Yeah.
Master Okawa, he guides us through his teachings and books that to find what is the true happiness inside yourself.
Well, I love that, and that's really what my show is about.
Yeah.
It's tuning back in instead of searching outside of yourself for wealth, health, and happiness.
Yes.
You know, it's all an inside job. Talk to me a little bit about Master Okawa. Mm-hmm. Who is he, and what happened with him?
He was he's actually graduated from Tokyo University, very smart guy, and laws. He actually went to a graduate school of NYU, studied laws there, and he was a top elite businessman in one of the top trading company in Japan. But 1986, he got a message. He got a message that like a spiritual awakening, I guess, that he had. He got this message, says, it's a good news, good news, good news. So he started writing down like automatic writing.
Yes.
That's when he started to really understand his mission. that his mission is not to be the top businessman in this in the world, but to bring happiness and bring the truth teachings to the world. So that's when he started Happy Science.
That's great. And so a lot of people follow him now.
Yes.
And yes. I guess he must be helping people get results in their own life.
That's right.
To actually find it. Because, you know, so many of us, I mean, let's face it. Here in America, we're going from one thing to the next thing to the next thing to the next thing. We're really busy, you know, and we start on one thing. We get distracted and we go to something else. You go to any store, any restaurant, you know, half the people are on their phones. In fact, they don't even talk to each other here anymore. They text each other, even if they're sitting at a restaurant across from each other. I've done that just for fun. See if I could do it. And so I've done it to shock people out of hey, get off your phone. But okay, the point is that people are looking for happiness everywhere.
Right, right.
And they're not finding it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the movie, the Happy Science, Immortal Hero movie. Mm-hmm. How is that finding, tuning within ourselves indoctrinated or put into the movie?
Okay, so Immortal...
And let's talk about the hero. There is a new movie out. It's a winner of 22 film awards right now.
Yes.
It's called Immortal Hero. It's premiering in San Diego on October 16th at the San Diego Film Festival at 7 p.m. And we do have some tickets to give away. Yes. But talk to me about what I just said.
Yeah, so Immortal Hero is based on true story of Riho Okawa. Okay. He said it's about 80% true story. What actually happened to him in 2004.
And the rest is just kind of Hollywood made up stuff.
It's not. It's 80%
true. 80% true. Yes. Okay.
Yes. So actually his daughter, Sayaka Oka, was the one who actually screenplayed him. Wow. And she was actually there when all this incident happened. Mm-hmm. So what happened was like in 2004, one day he was... like actually in this movie, excuse me, let me just get some water.
Yeah, happens to me all the time. Yeah. I run out of air or what is it? Liquid.
Yes. So he was going to the work and he fell down. He collapsed, and he had a heart attack. Okay, he was carried into a hospital, and at that point, a doctor diagnosed him he's already a dead person. The reason why is because his heart was already stopped. The blood wasn't going through a vein into his heart, so it just kind of stopped. And also the lung was filled with water.
Yes.
So at that point, he was diagnosed as a dead person, but he was there alive. But doctor said, well, either way, you're not going to make it overnight. So that's when... He really, really. This is also the true story too. Okay, yeah. It's the movie, but it's also it kind of crossover. So what happens is that when he realizes that he might be passing away, even though he was alive and nothing's functioning, he realizes that he still can't die yet because he's got this mission. It's the spirit of hero, right? When you know there's something you have to do in your life for other people, not for yourself. As the hero's mission, he knew he could not die.
That's a big piece.
Yeah.
Okay, I just like to ponder that. I got to take a break here in a second. But listen, it was the mission to help other people that kept him here. It wasn't the mission to be self-centered in himself and worry about himself. Mm-hmm. He was thinking of others. Interesting.
Yes.
Okay, listen, we'll come back. I'm going to give you the rest of that story and how do you get the tickets to the film. Just know this. You can go to immortalhero.com, immortal, I-M-M-O-R-T-A-L, hero.com, to find out about the film and see the trailer and what have you. But we'll be right back.
Okay, thank you.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. Go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to the show. Listen, if you're a woman in the San Diego area, pay attention. There's an organization called Women's Wisdom, which has been assisting women business owners to not only grow their businesses, but to truly grow their lives since 1991. Women's Wisdom is San Diego's premier networking group for purpose-driven women. They have a meeting every month. I think it's the second Friday of the month at Morgan Run Country Club here in San Diego. They're also online, and you can find them at womenswisdom.net. Again, womenswisdom.net, or you can find them on Meetup. Just search Women's Wisdom. I think, you know, if you're a woman entrepreneur, if you want to hang out with a lot of really top women entrepreneurs who really have a purpose, they're purpose-driven individuals that care and really help each other grow their businesses, you ought to check this group out. I say this, I've been to these meetings, and what happens, they have a share section, and about three-quarters of the room all stand up and talk about how they did business with each other and how they generated referrals for each other. It's amazing. Womenswisdom.net. Also want to thank all of you for tuning in. Appreciate you letting your friends know about this show. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to give away some tickets here in just a moment. And so if you are a friend of mine on Facebook, you can find me at kendfoster.com. But if you're a friend, we're going to be able to give you some tickets to the show. You can also get involved with us on the web at couragetochange.us and become an insider in my insider club. So if you're there, we're going to also give a couple tickets away on that group today. All righty. Back to the show. All right. So in studio with me is my friend Yoichi. Yes. And he's we're talking about a film right now. It's called Yes. Mortal Hero. Where it's based on a true story of a near-death experience that compelled Master Okawa to devote his life to spreading truth that he received from the masters, and we're kind of talking about that. So, Yoichi, we left off with how this how he overcame death.
Right,
I want to know about that.
Sure. So he realized his mission, right, for other people,
right,
not for himself. And so, how he overcame that? Okay, he used the minimum medical treatment. He didn't do any surgery.
Yes.
Okay, and he actually created a vein into his heart.
Wow. Right?
So this way, the clogged vein wasn't working.
Right.
He made new ones.
Wow.
Okay. And also, he shrunk. His heart was so swollen.
Right.
So he shrunk it on his own.
Okay.
So this way, it can start pumping up again. Mm-hmm. If it's swollen, you can't pump, right? So he shrunk it.
Right.
And started pumping. And he drained the water out of his lung on his own will.
I love it. Okay.
So doctors...
How did that happen? How did that...
Nobody,
what are the principles that he had to know to be able to do that?
That's a very good question. I think it's the belief.
Yeah.
It's the belief.
It's mind.
Yeah. It's everything is mind. Not just believe in yourself, but right, you have to have higher energy. Sometimes people call it God. Sometimes people call it Buddha. Sometimes people call this universe. whatever this person, you know, each individual is calling, but there's got to be a connection to a higher energy or higher consciousness. So when you really, really believe this unlimited power or unlimited love and energy, if you can throw that in into yourself and really, really understand you are the light itself, you are part of God itself, then you can cure the illness, even to cure the illness.
You know, I heard it explained this way the other day. Mm-hmm. You know, when we die, okay, we pass, yeah, we transition, whatever you call it. The first thing that happens is we pull out of our body, mm-hmm, and we realize we're not our body.
Right.
The next thing we pull out of is our mind. We realize we're not our thoughts. Mm. And eventually we pull out of our soul and we go into this God realization. Now, when we're in God realization, it's like a hand, okay? I'm connected to everybody, but I am an individual.
Mm, interesting.
So now we're into that space.
Right.
So I'm sensing that mm-hmm, Master Okawa went into, yeah, a very high, right, state of consciousness, right, that we don't all know. I mean, it is science, and he can probably teach,
yes,
it to
yes,
someone, but yeah, it's something that for the most part most of us don't, mm-hmm, understand,
right,
or even get, or even realize it's even,
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. That's why it's science of happiness.
It's science because this is science.
Yeah.
And things that we call miracles, magic, yeah, today is really, yeah, in tomorrow,
right,
it's really the science.
There's a logic to it. There's a rule to it. It's
right,
just that we don't know that yet because it's not tangible, right?
Right.
So
okay, so the movie. Okay, mm-hmm, I keep saying we're going
to
give away
you
tickets.
Movie,
I want to,
yes,
give away some tickets.
It's
okay,
too interesting to get to the
okay, so the movie coming here, mm-hmm, Immortal Hero,
yes,
and the movie itself is based on the near death experience, mm-hmm, of Master Okawa, and talks about how it shows how he miraculously healed himself from the fatal mm-hmm, heart condition and near death visitation by some powerful spiritual beings. This movie is going to blow your mind. This movie is something that's going to take you and change the way that you kind of perceive what happens here in reality, is my guess. Is that true or not?
Yes. It's okay, a Japanese inspirational film, so it's nothing like Avengers type of thing.
Okay.
But you will feel this. After you've watched this, after you've finished this, you're going to feel something that is different. That,
wow,
I don't know. We all need to be together, or energy of love, or this hope inside of you that even though everybody is going through some kind of struggle, right?
Yeah.
There's nobody in this on earth that not going through a single struggle today. That's what life is all about. But
if you are, you're probably dead.
Yeah. So you need
either
hope,
the
right?
Walking Dead, or
yeah,
you're close,
yeah,
to death.
Close to death. So that's, yeah, why a person like you is here to help others. And same as Master Okawa, he's there to, you know, help people through it. So this movie is the reason why we're showing this movie is not because, you know, we want everybody to convert into happy science. Of course,
yeah,
if you want to join, that'd be great, but that's, yeah, not our mission. Our mission is to really bring the hope and some kind of ways or realization in your mind. Maybe, you know, what's happening now, maybe I can overcome this.
Absolutely.
It's the courage and this energy that we want to provide through this movie.
Well, listen, you know what?
Yeah.
Here's what I know. If you change your consciousness, right, you change yourself, right, you will change your family. If you change your family,
yes,
you'll change your community,
exactly,
you'll change your nation,
right,
you'll change the world.
Yes.
Listen, tickets. Okay, here's how you get your okay, tickets. Okay, we got a few tickets to give away. And I'm going to come back on. I hope you'll stay, mm-hmm, in my next section.
Yes, sure.
But you can go to my Facebook page. You can go to Ken D. Foster. And if you message me more and just say Immortal Hero Ticket, Immortal Hero Ticket, I have my assistants right now. Rachel's back there watching. So first 10 people that go and message me on my Facebook page will get that ticket. So, again, go to Ken D. Foster. First of all, you might have to like me or become my friend. So do that quickly, and then and go ahead and message us, and we'll get you a ticket.
The location is at the Theater Box.
Oh.
San Diego. And we're going to have a rooftop party after the show. And so
oh, there's a rooftop.
It's going to be a fun night.
Okay, this is good. We're going to talk more about this. I got to take a break.
Okay,
we'll be right back. Okay.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. a time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. Are you an author or would-be author? If so, a few of my New York Times best-selling author friends, some of my book marketing strategist friends, and I are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestseller status. And get this, no cost to you. You're going to learn from the experts that I use, their formulas, and their simple steps to make your book a bestseller. So find out how to do this at courage2change.us/invite. courage2change.us/invite. There are, I think we have 12 master teachers in the class right now. You're going to learn things you never knew about book marketing. I can tell you that because I've been marketing books for the last 15 years, and I've learned a whole bunch from the experts that I brought on. Hope you'll join us at courage2change.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. The show today is called The Courage to Be a Hero. I want you to be a hero in your own life. And also, I have in studio with me Yoichi, and
yes.
He is a vice president, executive vice president of HS Productions. They're an organization that is bringing happy science into the world through a movie called Immortal Hero. Didn't that just have a great ring? Happy science.
Oh,
I love
you.
That. Love the happy science. I just want to know more about that. Okay, so I want to ask you a couple mm-hmm. questions. What's the main message of the Immortal Hero film?
So the main message, there's so many different segments to this movie, but if I put it one word, that
I should have said messages.
Yeah, but one of it is that do you have the power to change?
Okay? The question
you can
I would
even
be
heal.
Go ahead.
The illness, right?
You can heal your illnesses.
Yeah, you can heal. So you have the inner power within yourself.
Well, I believe that's absolutely true. What I talk about is, you know, creating an environment so that you can heal,
yes.
right? You know, so you know, we can heal mentally, we can heal emotionally, we can heal physically. Yes. If we put ourselves in the right environment, mm-hmm. the right state of mind, the right emotional state, the right physical states, through several ways mm-hmm. to do that. So, is the hero point that the hero, the immortal hero mm-hmm. film, does it point that out?
Yes, mm-hmm. it does. It
okay.
Does.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm. And also another point is that. Even that, despite all the differences we have, ethnicity, gender, your belief, your philosophy, you know, maybe you're a rich person, not rich, educated, not well educated. It doesn't matter. Wherever you are in the world, we can all be together as one. Okay, that's like a oneness message through this movie as well. It's a little bit higher level message, but.
It's a very high-level message.
Yeah, but it does have that
and,
in it as well.
You know what I like about films like this is that mm-hmm. we really, in order for us to really understand that we are one, that there is real no difference in color, creed, race, mm-hmm. whatever, there really is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get to a point where we can let go of some of the old ways of thinking. And for instance, you know what shifted for me was when I took on the consciousness of understanding reincarnation.
Mm.
Nothing made any sense to me in this world until I started looking at it from that filter.
Yes.
When I put that filter on, and by the way, it is a filter. It is a frequency. It is something that we put on. I had to let go of a lot of resistance, a lot of programming from my upbringing, from my religion, from my parents, from family, from friends. And I just said, I don't really care about all their opinions. I want to know something different in my world. And I put that on. I was able to see things that made sense.
Yes.
Why we're here.
Same for me.
Same for you.
Exactly.
Okay.
When I found out, I also believe in reincarnation because we do in Happy Science. Yeah. When I found that out and realized, like really understood it, all the worries just went away.
They went away.
You know, I mean, there is a lot of things happening in front of you, of course, because it's the life is work of it. It's a workbook. You know, God or universe, Buddha, they give us these workbooks, challenges. But there's nothing you cannot overcome because it's already been given by God.
Right.
For us. So, okay, I know it's difficult, it's tough, but there's no way I cannot overcome this. Let's just challenge it. It's the courage that you're talking about that comes out from inside. Mm-hmm. So anything that happens in my life, I'm okay. Okay, Yoichi, you got to go on the radio now. I'm like, okay, great. It's going to be a fun day, right? Instead of saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, right? Yeah, so that's really game. So
it's a game changer.
It's just understanding that we have something that's after this. It changes everything, and it's amazing.
It changes everything. And by the way, I think some of the other pieces that changed for me, when I realized that God, our creator, was loving, benevolent, kind. You know, we talk about life reviews and things. But, we go into a review, and what if there's no judgment? There's no criticism. We're just reviewing how did we evolve in consciousness? Mm-hmm. How did we expand our presence? How much did we care and give and love here? Were we able to grow that?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay, so there are, and I'm not preaching anything. I don't want anybody to take on any of my beliefs. You can believe whatever you want to believe. But what I found is that when we can shift our thinking in some of these global ways, then all of a sudden life looks different. And we wake up every morning going, wow, I'm on fire today. Or like Yoichi, I'm a little nervous to come to studio, but I'm okay. I'm just going to go do it.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. It's going to be all fine. I know it.
So back to Immortal Hero. Master Okawa, the film was written by Makoto. Is that correct?
Oh, Makoto is the main character.
Makoto is the main character.
Actually, Master Okawa is the one who actually wrote the
original
story.
He wrote the film.
And his daughter actually screenplayed it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So when he wakes up in this after this near-death experience, I guess he woke up with this enlightenment that he is now to be a teacher. Is that what happened, or was he teaching
before?
In
reality, he was already teaching.
He was already teaching.
But when he... we overcame this, he made the determination that he needs to go out to the world. So after this, what happens, like he started going around the world tour.
Yes.
So he's done, I'm sure, over 12. He's actually done one in Toronto 2 days ago.
Wow.
October 6th in Toronto. And so he's been going around the world. He's finished all five continents tour. So after 2004, that's when he really started to expand his teachings.
Wow.
To the world.
Well, you know, I did my show last week on peace, and we talked a lot about peace and what's going on in the United States with 11,000 murders so far this year and 348 mass murders up till October of this year. It's more than one a day, mass murders in this country. So I think Master Akawa's message is really a message for the United States, and I really believe we really need to shift consciousness here back into peace, back into love, back into compassion for each other, and stop this belief in we're all separate. It's me against you, and I'm going to argue my point of view until I get it right. We don't have any. The new world that's evolving doesn't really have that in it.
No, it doesn't. Right?
Yeah.
Because when I was raised, like say in Lebanon, I experienced. I was raised Christian.
Yeah.
But I went to a mosque. And experienced mosque, and I don't know. Since I was very young, I hated to fight.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason there.
Right.
You know. So even today, I'm really sad to see the conflict between. Religion.
Yeah.
because it's, people have such a pure heart.
Right.
Everybody does. Yeah. But just because God sent a different Savior in a different time, in a different place, that doesn't mean they're against each other. Just happen to be in a different place and time.
That's right.
Talking about the same thing, right? So why do you have to fight?
All the masters have talked about the exact same thing. Yeah, I don't give it. It's Allah, Buddha, Yogananda,
yeah,
Jesus, Krishna, Lahiri Mahashaya, any of the masters, yeah, all
why
of them.
Why can't we just understand each other?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a really good question.
So that's the kind of theme that throws you into this through this movie as well.
Yeah.
It just kind of gives you that, makes you think about it.
I think it, here's what I know. We need as many of these movies out there as we can get.
Thank you.
Because
thank you.
we need to share. We need to change consciousness. Mm. And, you know, a lot of people listen to the show, and I can guarantee you, I was listening to a show coming in, a talk radio show, where they're just tearing apart, criticizing, critiquing all kinds of stuff, right? Just whatever it was. I'm sure they'd take a show like this and pull it apart for their own means. But, you know, that's an old consciousness of criticism, critiquing, tearing apart, tearing down, putting down, bullying, all that stuff.
Yes.
That needs to go way off this planet. And you're one of them that's doing that. Yeah. So listen. I want to thank you for being here.
Okay,
I want to tell
so
them
much.
How to get the tickets one more time. They can go to my website my Facebook page, and that's Ken D. Foster. Just search me on Facebook, and if you like me, you know, become a friend, and then message me. I will get you can have 1 of 10 tickets that we're giving away. So I'll encourage you to get there. And what else do I want to share with you?
It's one thing I want to share.
Yeah, one last quick
thing.
In
San Diego, October 25th, for 1 week, this movie will be showing at AMC Fashion Valley.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
awesome.
I think it's a pretty famous place, right?
That's a very famous place, too. Yeah, AMC Fashion
Valley.
October
25th.
And we're talking about the tickets for the San Diego Film Festival coming up October
16th.
7 p.m. is the world premiere.
Yes.
And there's also an after party that you're going to be invited to as my guest. So that's it. All right, Todd, we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world, and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to our final segment today. And the show is titled The Courage to Be a Hero. Before I get into my content here, I want to give you a shout out to our new affiliate, talkradio.nyc. Talkradio.nyc. They're an online station dedicated to empowering, uplifting, and educating its listeners through a variety of shows hosted by local New York professionals. They talk about business. They help nonprofits grow. They talk about consciousness and personal development. And it's a station that offers a broad array of fascinating shows. So, talkradio.nyc. They're streaming from the heart of the Big Apple 24 hours a day. And we are now an affiliate. I'm on that network. And we are now in over 100 countries. How cool is that? If you are somebody that's just tuning into us right now and you're in one of those 100 countries, go to our website. Go to courage2change.us. Excuse me, voicesofcourage.us. Voicesofcourage.us. And check out all of our replays of our past shows. And maybe you want to even join, become an insider. And there's a lot of gifts and things for you there also. All righty. Oh, listen, I'm still in studio with Yoichi, and he wanted, I guess he had the fortune of picking up my new book and reading
sorry,
about
I'm still
it.
Here. So I'm want, sorry, everybody. I'm
you,
still
you
here.
Want, you wanted to
I
say something about it.
I just wanted to make a comment.
Sure.
When I just came in here about like an hour ago, and he just showed me this book here, and I read through it very, very quickly, and I was just amazed. Okay, I read a lot of books. There's kind of a powerful books, encouragement books, self-help books. I did Napoleon Hill and all these things. And when I saw this, it actually gives you one page a day for 365 days. So there's about 365 plus, I don't know, maybe 400 pages. But that is amazing how you put it together. And it just gives you one line of for the day and what to think about it. There's a reflection part, what to think about every day. If you do this for 365 days, I don't know. I think you're going to become immortal.
Ah, I think you'll be the immortal
I'm
hero.
I'm going to pick up this book today on Amazon, and I'm going to start doing it today. I just wanted to say that to you, okay?
Thank you. Yoichi. I really appreciate that. I wasn't expecting that.
We didn't talk about it. It's just how it came out for me, okay? So
that's awesome, man. Okay, so yeah, if you have an interest in changing your consciousness and maybe have a little more happiness, joy, and whatever in your life, how about a little more money? anyway, go ahead and pick up the book at courage2change.us. That's courage2change.us. You know, I haven't really talked about one of my things that I'm giving away for anybody that buys the book, and I'm doing it in the pre-launch. I may do it in the full launch, but I know I'm doing it now. I'm giving away a little program I wrote. It's called Release, Renew, Evolve, and I just wanted to talk about this a little bit. For my birthday every year, I usually do it on my birthday or I do it at the end of the year, but what I like to do is I like to go in and inventory my mind. I want to look at areas that I may be holding any energy, negative energy around. So if there's any resentments or harms or any fear I'm holding, any guilt, shame, remorse, maybe there's some anger or maybe there's a belief in there. I want to look at that. I want to inventory it because what I've learned over the years is that we can change what we acknowledge. But if you don't acknowledge it, it's probably just going to stay in the subconscious mind, wrangling around. And by the way, I can tell you the symptom of that. If you're reacting to any person, place, or thing, you've got stuff going on underneath the subconscious mind. So if you want to bring that up, I can give you this is a tool. It's called Release, Renew, Evolve. In fact, I'm giving you my whole program. It's five audios plus the book and workbook on my website, courage2change.us, when you purchase my new book. So you get that as a bonus. And I thought I'd give this because I know if you can clear out some of the old stuff from the past, right? Maybe this lifetime, maybe other lifetimes, just clear it out, right? Then it's like pouring out a glass full of dirty water. You can now fill that glass up with clean understanding, wisdom, and wealth principles and things that you can like actually grab onto now. But it's hard if you're all filled up with all this stuff. It's hard to really change your life, right? You know, I was driving down to work today in the studio, and I heard this analogy of, you know, a lot of us take on like guilt or shame or remorse. And the visualization was, it's like someone jumping into a mud puddle and rolling around in the mud puddle and then getting up and carrying that mud around with you. And I thought, man, that is a really good analogy of what we do when we're carrying this old stuff in us. So the Release, Renew, Evolve program will help you transcend your limiting beliefs and transform your life. You know, again, yeah, you get it. You know, I started writing this about 20 years ago, and it just turned it into a book and program about 3 years ago. I perfected it over the years. I gave it to lots of people, and they'd come back and they'd say, you know, Ken, I did this work, and I didn't even know I was carrying this stuff. But the way that you've asked the specific questions, the way that you've set intention, the some of the prayers that are inside of here, the way that you helped me to release that, it was like taking a dark pair of sunglasses off, and I could actually see light for the first time. So that's a lot how this book works and how, and by the way, why I do it every 6 months to a year. I'm just like you. Are you kidding me? You know, I'm not a perfected being. I'm somebody that's going through lots of stuff, and sometimes that stuff hooks me, right? Somebody says something, and maybe I don't respond to it, but I might keep it inside, and I forget about it. I'm just like you. We forget about it. Move on, right? But when we ask the specific questions that take us into the subconscious mind, which I seem to be a master at, I wrote a book several years ago called Ask and You Will Succeed. You can find that on Amazon too. But that book is all about asking the right questions to get the subconscious mind. So we can not only dump our stuff, we can step into our power, our passion, our purpose, right? It's amazing when we can use the mind in the right way, what we can do. All righty, we're just about out of time today. I want to thank my guest, Yoichi. Thank you for being here.
It was so much fun. Thank you.
This was a lot of fun for me, and I hope we've done well. Again, you can get some tickets for the San Diego Film Festival preview of Immortal Hero film coming up on October 16th at 7 p.m. All you have to do is go to my Facebook page and message me. Say, hey, send me a Immortal Hero ticket, and we'll give you one of those 10 tickets that we're giving away. And who knows, maybe I'll twist Yoichi's arm to give me a couple more if a few extra are in there. All righty. Again, thank you for tuning in, and it's been an amazing show. I hope for all of you that you really take to heart what we talked about today, and do yourself a favor. Take yourself this week, spend a little time in quiet time reflecting on how brilliant you are, how amazing you are, and how much you have to offer the world. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.